What do we ultimately long for? Is it ordinary food or for spiritual food? What is our deepest desire? Is it just to have our human needs met, or do we actually long for union, relationship with God, communion with our Creator? In our first reading, we hear about the Israelites in the desert. And now remember, they were slaves in Egypt for 400 years. Moses comes, leads them through the Red Sea. They're in the desert. They're free from slavery, free from the Egyptians. And what do we hear in our first reading? They actually want to go back. Back to slavery. Would that we have died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. They resented the freedom that they were given and just desired to have their bellies filled. In our gospel, we see a similar thing. These crowds are following Jesus. Why? Because they believe that he can feed them. Remember last week, last Sunday, just before this episode, he feeds the 5,000. Therefore, they're looking for Jesus. They say, hey, we'll just hang around this guy. You're familiar with the Grateful Dead, right? And the Deadheads, they would follow the Grateful Dead around. These people want to follow Jesus around because he can make food appear and he can feed them. They think, hey, this will be our sugar daddy. We hang out with this guy and we'll be set. And Jesus recognizes this. He says, amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, not because you believe I'm the Savior, that I'm God and can do this and save you, but because you had your fill of the bread. You ate the loaves and were filled. And so he says to him, do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Immediately, Jesus challenges them. Like a good coach or good teacher, he meets them where they're at, recognizing where they are at, their desires, and he brings them deeper, or better yet, he raises them up. He raises their minds not to be so concerned just on their human, material needs, worldly needs, physical needs, but to hunger and thirst and desire that which is much greater, more than just mere food. He challenges them by saying that the purpose of our existence isn't just to have our bellies filled, isn't just to work for food that perishes, but the food that endures until eternal life that the Son of Man will give you. And what is that food? What is that food that endures until eternal life that Jesus will give us? It's Jesus himself. Jesus just doesn't want ordinary food for them. He wants to give them his very self. He wants to give himself to them. And so he is that food that endures unto eternal life. He wanted to give himself to those crowds 2,000 years ago, and he wants to give himself to us, to you, to me here today. When I'm preparing children for the First Communion, one of the things, questions I like to ask them to see if they really understand what is happening is, which Jesus are you receiving in Holy Communion? Three options. Is it Jesus walking around in Galilee 2,000 years ago? Is it Jesus dead hanging on the cross? You eat some of his flesh dead? Or is it Jesus as he is now alive in heaven, seated at the right hand of God? Which Jesus do you receive? I wonder how many of you out here could get that right. I won't ask you, I won't make you, but just think, what would you respond? It's the third. In Holy Communion, we receive the living God, Jesus, as he is now, because he's resurrected from the dead, ascended to the heavens, and he is there alive. And at Mass, he becomes present here with us. And so when we receive Holy Communion, we aren't just eating a piece of bread. We aren't even eating a piece of his flesh only. It's not some super vitamin pill. We're having communion with a living person. Jesus is alive. In Holy Communion, two persons, two people are having communion, us and Jesus. And so as much as you long for Jesus, because Jesus is alive, he longs for you in Holy Communion. He wants to enter into your life, your fears, your anxieties, your joys, your struggles, your sufferings, so much so that he wants to enter into your very souls, your very being. He wants to have communion with you because he loves you. Do we realize what is taking place when we receive Holy Communion? In 2019, there was a survey done on what Catholics believe about Holy Communion. I'm sure most of you have seen this study. In this study, they found out that only 30% of all Catholics, those who call themselves Catholics, whether they go to Mass or not, only 30% believe that this is truly Jesus here. I think even more alarming, though, is actually the number, the percentage of those who go to Mass every Sunday. That was only 66%. Only 66% of those who go to Mass every Sunday actually believe that Jesus is truly present, that this is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. I believe it's much higher here. But we must awaken in our souls this longing for Jesus in Holy Communion, his desire for Jesus to be within us. 12 years ago, I went to China for 5 weeks. When I was studying theology in Rome, we were there for 4 years, and between your first and second year, they didn't want you to go home. They wanted you to have another experience that you would never at another time get. And so I went to China for 5 weeks. And one of the great opportunities in China experiences was I went to this community with people who suffered from Hansen's disease, or better known as leprosy. There are still people who suffer from leprosy. In this community, in 1967, they kicked the priest out. In fact, they kicked the priest out of all of China. That was Mao Zedong, right? Mao and the Cultural Revolution. Communism. Get out all Christian, any sort of traditional elements. Communism is there. 20 years they did not have a priest in this community. Yet they kept the faith alive by praying the rosary every day, teaching their kids the catechism, baptizing their newly born infants. In cases of necessity, anyone can baptize an infant. It doesn't have to just be a deacon or a priest. 20 years they longed, they yearned for Jesus in the Holy Communion. They longed for a priest to return. And so imagine that day when a priest finally did return to their community and offered Mass for the first time in 20 years. And they were able to receive Jesus, the God who loves them, into their very souls. All of you experienced this to some extent this past year when there was no public Mass. And I know for most all of you it was very painful. A terrible cross, not being able to meet Jesus in Holy Communion. I even know some of you found out when Father was offering Mass and you snuck in the back door so you could be present at Mass, kind of undercover. You longed for Jesus. You longed for the food that endures. We must all examine ourselves. Do we desire our flesh pots only, food that perishes, just to be comfortable in life, to have our bellies filled? Or do we work for the food that endures unto eternal life? Jesus Christ. I would suggest that if we don't quite have that longing, and to be honest with ourselves, it's because we don't know Jesus well enough yet. We don't have a relationship with him. We don't have a prayer life, maybe. Maybe we don't go to confession very often. The closer we are to Jesus, the more we pray, the more we speak to him, the more we are immersed in his word and the daily scriptures, the more intimate relationship we have with him, the more we will long to receive him in Holy Communion into our souls. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, the crowds wanted to follow Jesus forever because he could feed them. But Jesus wanted more for them. He wanted to give them himself, the food that endures unto eternal life. Do we long to receive Jesus into our souls? Do we believe that we are having communion with a live person when we receive the Eucharist? Do we believe that Jesus actually wants that for us, that he wants to be with us, that he longs for that moment with us personally? Get to know Jesus personally. Daily prayer, 5 minutes in the morning. Go to confession monthly. Go to Mass during the week if you can. Stop into the church to pray. Work for the food that endures for eternal life that the Son of Man will give you.